WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A recent question to WeatherBrains 101 asked about heat islands and what are they? The term heat island or urban heat island refers to urban air and surface temperatures that are higher than nearby rural areas due to the replacement of natural ground cover by pavement, cement, buildings, and other infrastructure. The concentration of man-made structures results in many U.S. cities and suburbs with air temperatures up to 10 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the surrounding natural land cover. Heat islands form as natural land cover is replaced with pavement, buildings, and other construction. These changes contribute to higher temperatures by displacing trees and vegetation, which minimizes the natural cooling effects of shading and evaporation of water from soil and leaves or evapotranspiration. Tall buildings and narrow streets can heat air trapped between them and reduce airflow. Materials commonly used in urban areas, such as concrete and asphalt, have significantly different thermal properties and surface radiative properties than surrounding rural areas. This causes a change in the energy balance of the urban area, often leading to higher temperatures than surrounding rural areas. And waste heat from vehicles, factories, and air conditioners may add warmth to their surroundings, further exaggerating the heat island effect. Heat island intensities also depend on an area's weather and climate, proximity to water bodies, and the topography. Heat islands occur year-round during the day and night, but are often the largest during clear, calm evenings. This is because the rural areas cool off faster at night than cities, which retain much of the heat stored in roads, buildings, and other structures. As a result, the largest urban-rural temperature differences, or the maximum heat island effect, is often 3 to 5 hours after sunset. You might think the urban heat island effect is a relatively new phenomenon, but think again. Luke Howard is credited with being the first to describe the condition in a paper about the climate of London published in 1820. Well, I'm doing my part by keeping my house lot covered in trees. Makes growing a nice lawn difficult, though. Got a question about the weather? Drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.